Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Thanksgiving Eve at Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m., you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and we would love to hear from you. What's on your mind today? You can share it with us right now at 844-322-2742, whether the U.S. or Canada. That's 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob, and as far as our listeners are concerned, we would love to hear from you and what you're thankful about on today's broadcast. So if you have a story that you would like to share or something that you're particularly thankful for at this time of the year, we would love to hear that. And again, the number 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. As far as the Word of God is concerned, thankfulness comes from a heart of humility. And I love what both James and Peter said. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. If you really want to have a thankful heart and one that knows the gifts of God's grace, that comes with an attitude of humility. You know, if you're proud and you think you've got this and everything's under control and you don't need help, you feel pretty good about yourself as you are, then life just hasn't humbled you. And you may hear somebody proclaim the grace of God, but when it goes through those self-righteous, prideful filters, all you hear is blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But those who have been humbled by life circumstances, by, you know, their own introspection and seeing, hey, something's wrong, and trying to figure out what it is, they're prime and ready to receive the grace of God. And when they do receive the grace of God, that produces thankfulness beyond compare. So this Thanksgiving season, I think we can be thankful for the grace of God that has been poured out in our lives through the person and work of Jesus Christ. And for those who, are out there thinking everything is okay, we pray that at some point, they really see what truth is and can recognize that there is an answer that's outside of him, and that answer is found in the person and work of Jesus Christ. So God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And boy, that's a wonderful thing. It's not that he wouldn't give grace to anyone and everyone, but it's only the humble that's going to receive it. And I think that's exactly what both Peter and James are trying to communicate here, that, God's offer of life is out there for all. But only those who have been humbled and know that they need something are going to receive that offer of life and be made alive together with Christ Jesus.
Yeah. Well, it is Basic Gospel, it is. I'm looking at Richard, I'm looking at Bob, and nobody was saying anything, so I'm just going to move right along here.
And well, radio, we can't be silent. I mean, we've got to say something.
That's exactly right. Well, we're going to be noisy right now. Friends, if you have something you like to express your thanks about, we would love to hear about it right here on Basic Gospel. If it's the first half of the 3 p.m. Central Time hour, we'd love to hear from you right now. 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. You know, every year the celebration of Thanksgiving shines a very, very bright light on the blessings God has bestowed upon us as a nation and as individuals as well. And friends, when you make your November gift to support Basic Gospel, we're going to express our thanks to you by sending you a copy of Bob Christopher's message, Everything You Need for Life and Godliness. We need your help to keep this good news coming. You can give online at basicgospel.net. You can give by phone at 844-322-2742 or through the Basic Gospel app or through PayPal. And in Canada, you can donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. However you make your November gift, be sure to request your copy of Everything You Need for Life and Godliness by Bob Christopher. Well, again, 844-322-2742. And guys, we had this call that came in overnight.
Hello, My name is April, and I'm calling because I have a question regarding being in God's will. I relocated from one state to another, and I truly believe in my heart and soul that it was God's will for me to leave that state and move to this state. However, since I have been back, everything has basically fallen apart. And oddly enough, I still feel that I am exactly where God would have me to be. But if I am doing what it is that God would have me to do, why am I having so many problems and obstacles and issues that are arising if I'm doing what it is that God would have me to do? Why is it so difficult? That is my question. Thank you.
Well, boy, that's a great question. Guys, how do we answer that? How do we give her a sense of hope that she is in the will of God, regardless of whether circumstances are good or bad?
Andrew Farley,
I think that's a big question for all of us, isn't it?
Yeah, Andrew Farley has joined us. Andrew, are you there?
I am here, okay. Guys. And when I think about the will of God, I mean, my goodness, I remember as a young person just trying so hard to get in the will of God and then try to stay in the will of God. And I was afraid that I would miss out on all the good stuff. And you know, what I decided to do, the strangest thing of all, was to actually look in the Bible and see what it says about the God's Word. And when I did that, it was so liberating, so freeing, because I began to realize that, you know, God's will is not a particular house or a particular car, or, you know, He's not choosing everything for us. And I'm afraid that I had bought into an idea that, you know, if I would just get in God's will and stay in God's will, then I could avoid all kinds of painful circumstances and life would just be smooth sailing and easy living. And when I looked at the Bible, what it really seems to say, guys, is that, first of all, God's will is that none perish. He wants everyone. His heart's desire is that everyone turn to the gospel, repent, and believe in Jesus for salvation. That's the first part of God's will. And then His will is that we bear much fruit, and His will is that we pray without ceasing, meaning talk to Dad about stuff that's going on with us. And the bottom line was, I discovered that God's will is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ saving us, and then Jesus Christ expressing Himself through us. So when we think about this caller's question and concerns, I mean, she moved across the country, moved to a different state, and now things aren't going as she originally thought they might. Well, there's good news there, that God's will is Jesus. And, you know, whether you're living in Nebraska or you're living in Florida or you're living in California, you're always living in Christ. And that is what God's will is, that we live in Christ and that we live from Christ. And that's how we end up bearing much fruit. That's how we end up talking to Dad, because Christ gives us that access. So, you know, God's will is Jesus, and there's a tremendous amount of liberty in knowing that, guys, because it's compatible with any situation that we might find ourselves in. Jesus is behind every door, because when I walk through the door, Jesus lives in me. Now, you know, we apply wisdom to that, and we seek God's wisdom and counsel, but He's not interested in picking everything for us. And I don't know about you guys, but when I was doing that, it almost became a works righteousness, where I felt right with God, and I thought I was right with God because I was choosing all the right stuff. Well, that's a works righteousness. And I had to come back to reality and say, I'm right with God because of the blood of Christ, because of the resurrection of Christ, not because I'm choosing all the right stuff.
Yeah, and being in the will of God, being in Christ, doesn't mean that we're not going to have difficulties in life. A lot of times we're thinking that if I choose that right stuff, I'm going to be immune from all of those troubles. But the will of God is to trust Jesus. And I'm going to trust them in good times. I'm going to trust them in difficult times. And as we read at the top of the hour, the Bible says for us to cast all of our cares, our anxieties on Him, because He cares for us. And certainly that's going to be the will of God. That's that attitude of trust, that humility, that thankfulness for all that God has given you in Christ Jesus, in spite of what life is throwing your way. And so you've made a choice, and you're going to trust the Lord. And that's what God wants from you, desires from you more than anything, to walk by faith and to be able to express that faith in Jesus Christ and love one toward another.
Well, friends, we hope if you're listening during this first half of the 3 p.m. hour that you can give us a call and let us know what you're thankful for. Or if you have a question, you can pose it right now, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go out to Willows, California, and talk with Joshua. Hi, Joshua.
Hello, brothers.
Welcome, my friend.
Hey,
good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you guys as well. You know, up here, I'm 20 miles fire that burned paradise to the ground. So there's so much to be thankful for, but I just wanted to make it open and known that the first thing I'm thankful of is the spirit of adoption from Jesus Christ, that I'm no longer in bondage, saved. That's, of course, any Christian's first thankfulness, but I am superly greatly thankful for the Word of God, for having a copy of God's Word in my possession. That is a huge thing for me. And not trying to brown nose or anything, but very grateful for Basic Gospel and the Basic Gospel Nation team. So you guys all have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you for letting me share what I'm thankful for.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Joshua, for coming online and expressing that heart of gratitude. I love what you said about being thankful that you have a copy of the Word of God. You know, not too many hundred years ago or several hundred years ago, very few people had a copy of the Word of God. It was just left up to the clergy. They kept all the copies among themselves, and then they would express that to congregations, but no one could go home and open up the Bible and check out what they were saying or really read it for themselves until, you know, around the 1600s. And then, you know, here in the last 200 years, almost everybody in America has a copy of the Bible, and many of us have numerous copies of the Bible. You know, we have every single translation. And boy, those who bled and died and sacrificed all that they did to see the Bible translated into common languages and made available to people, if they could look forward and see what was happening today, they would be so grateful and so pleased that God used them in such a way that brought this Word of God to the masses. And then to realize that we have the Holy Spirit living in us that interprets, that takes the things out of the Word of God and really gives us the full meaning, gives us understanding of those things that God has freely given us in Christ Jesus. It just boggles the mind. I mean, it just absolutely boggles the mind. So, Joshua, thank you so much for sharing those thoughts. And, man, you are close to those fires,
yes.
And we just extend our heartfelt, I guess, prayers and concerns for all the people out there. And Joshua, I know you're probably doing everything you can to help meet some needs out there as well. So thanks
Amen.
For calling in, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Joshua.
Same to you, brothers, and same to you.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I loved about what Joshua shared, guys, is that he talked about adoption, and I thought about all of the fire and people being displaced and loss of possessions and, you know, being uprooted and transferred somewhere else. And, you know, you just, everything you own, in some cases, you don't have access to it anymore, or perhaps you've lost it. And, you know, here comes Joshua with this testimony, and his testimony is that what he's holding on to is his adoption in Christ, that he belongs, that he's part of a kingdom and part of a family, that can't be taken. And, you know, I don't know, you just think about the history of turmoil that Christians, you know, believers across the world have experienced, whether it's things in California or all over the United States with natural disasters, or even, you know, you rewind to situations of torture and being dragged from their families and burned at the stake and that sort of thing. And, you know, how is it that we're able to endure these incredibly challenging and difficult times? And I think Joshua's attitude is just a perfect example of what Christ gives us in our time of need, the idea that we have something unshakable, something unbreakable. We have life in Christ. We have connection to God. We have an adoption as His children. And nobody, no disaster, no person, no created thing can take that away from us.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and me on this edition. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Remember to request your free copy of our booklet, Giving the New Covenant Way. This booklet not only refutes the errant teaching on giving, it explains how to give and where to give. Get your free copy of Giving the New Covenant Way when you visit basicgospel.net. A program note also, tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day and Friday, we'll be presenting a two-part series entitled The New Covenant. As a New Covenant ministry, we want you, our listeners, to fully understand what's in it for you. And as I said yesterday, I can tell you right now, there's everything in it for you. That's The New Covenant tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day and Friday here on Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. Jeff is watching us on Facebook today, and he's put together a top 10 list of things that he's thankful for, and I'm just going to quickly run through them. He says, I'm thankful that I'm a child of God. I'm thankful that Jesus is not ashamed to call me brother. I've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. I'm thankful that I've been seated in the heavenly places with Christ at the right hand of the Father. I'm thankful that Jesus is interceding on my behalf. I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit prays when I don't know what to pray. I'm thankful that I am the righteousness of Christ, that I'm a new creation, that I've been crucified with Christ, and that Christ lives in me. That's quite a list.
I think Jeff gets it.
Yes, I think so. Jeff, thank you for sharing that. And that's really truth. That's our anchor. That's what we stand upon. That's where we live. And these wonderful truths that have been given to us and granted to us by grace. And regardless of what's going on in life, we can always give thanks.
Yes.
For these very things. And I love that last one, the fact that Christ lives in us as believers. He lives in us individually, and He lives in us corporately as a body of Christ, and we can experience the fullness of His life in and through us. So, Jeff, thank you for sharing those. We certainly appreciate that.
Yes.
Let's go to Fayetteville, North Carolina, and talk with Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to y'all. Appreciate you so much that you go about telling the truth. Now, the question I have my sister with me, and she's in the hospice, so she's passing away. There's so many people now, ministers and other Christian people, teach about physical healing, and they use Isaiah 53, and then also use a 1 Peter 2:24, and I know God can heal, and He does heal, but like in order to get to heaven, you got to leave here unless you get caught in the rapture. And so when people are talking about that spiritual healing, that physical healing, and using those verses to say that we're supposed to have a physical healing, and then some other people, you know, even Grace, you know, minister, prominent ministers, they use that because of who you are, and then you have a right to prosperity and healing because of your relationship with God. So I was wondering if you could just expound on that for a few.
Yeah, absolutely.
Glad to.
Yeah, you know, there's this common doctrine out there, and it's even taught, guys, under the auspices of grace. It's taught under the awning of grace, the umbrella of the new covenant, that, hey, you've got a guaranteed right to be physically healthy, and then they even go further and say materially wealthy. And, you know, it's really a fine-sounding distraction, and we have to be careful about that. You know, speaking of Isaiah, you know, that passage in Isaiah, when the prophet prophet is talking about by his stripes we're healed. I mean, this is it's in reference to iniquities and sins, and that we have a spiritual death issue when we come into this world, and we're part of this planet, a fallen world. We have a sin issue and a spiritual death issue, and that is what Jesus brought guaranteed healing from. And you know, the context of that is not physical. It's not physical infirmities. We do not have a guaranteed physical healing of every ailment. And you know, the next thing they'll say is that it's part of the finished work of Christ, and some of them will say, well, you're already healed, you just don't realize it. And it's bordering on, well, it's fantasy to begin with, but it's bordering on Christian Science type teaching. Oh, you're not sick, you just think you're sick. You were already healed, you don't really have the flu, you just think you have the flu. And that's not scriptural, that's not the truth. You look at the way that Jesus fulfilled that prophecy. I mean, Jesus fulfilled it so that we wouldn't have to. And there's people today that are waking up trying to fulfill that prophecy. If they can just activate their faith, have enough faith, believe hard enough, then, you know, their cancer will go away. We believe that God heals. We believe that miracles happen. God can do whatever he wants. He's all powerful. He's the Lord. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. And he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and he makes things work. And my goodness, he's creator of all. So we submit to him. But what you find in the gospel message is that the ultimate hope he's given us is a resurrection body. And there's a reason that we're going to go to heaven and that we can look forward to that. My goodness, if this nonsense were the truth about guaranteed physical healing, then we wouldn't need heaven and we wouldn't need a new body. And every single teacher of that sort of heresy, every single teacher ends up in a coffin. So they can't activate it either. It is not the truth that sets you free. So, you know, our hope is Jesus and his counsel and his comfort, and one day seeing him face to face with that resurrection body.
Well said, Andrew. I'm sitting there thinking, you know, we think in terms of miracles as physical healings. You know, somebody was sick with cancer and then just miraculously it's gone. And we forget about the fact that the healing of the soul is an even more miraculous miracle. I mean, it's even more powerful that God can restore us internally, can give us life, can take this dead spirit of ours and regenerate it and make it alive together with Christ, and to give us peace that passes understanding. Talk about a miracle. That healing of the soul. And I love what Peter said in his second chapter there. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. And boy, that is a miracle, the fact that this gospel message can reach down below the surface, can speak directly to our hearts and bring healing and wholeness, and take what was once a broken life and mend it together so that we can stand before him and stand in this world today as people complete in Jesus Christ. That is a miracle beyond all other miracles. So
I see this as very tightly coupled to what we opened the program with, the difference between humility and pride. Humility says, whatever's going on in my body, I am still a child of God. So it's based on assurance. Humility is based on assurance. Pride is actually based on fear. I've got to get it myself, or otherwise I'm not going to get it. And when we're looking at things like healing, I know people who are going to die who in humility have accepted that. They know they're a child of God, and they're at peace with it, as opposed to the person who runs around saying, well, you know, by his stripes you're healed. Well, what happens if you're not? Does that mean you're not saved or that God wanted you to die? That can't be true.
Right.
It just can't be true. Accept where you are, accept the healing if it comes, but more important, accept this this salvation of your soul that we've been talking about.
Yeah, good stuff, guys.
Well, Andrew, thanks for that great question.
Well,
and
I just want to make a quick commitment, right? Just what you said, like my sister today, she's in there yesterday and everything, just been praising the Lord. It's like, and I said, now that's real salvation, because she's talking about how
sure
great
is.
God is, how good God is, she is like that. And I appreciate you and Andy Fawley and Richard and the other bosses and all your whole staff out there trying to make truth. And what I'm going to do, I'm glad it's recorded. So I'm going to listen to this over and over and over. So when people start their foolishness, I have a response. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to all of our listeners.
Absolutely. And thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Please remember that this Thanksgiving holiday is a great time to remember Basic Gospel and your giving. And you can do that at basicgospel.net. Keep in mind, too, that over this long holiday weekend, you can call the 24-hour listener line, 844-322-2742, to get your question to us, or drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net, and we'll be very, very happy to hear from you and glad to answer it on Basic Gospel. 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, for Andrew Farley, and all this great ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to join us again tomorrow for a Thanksgiving Day walk through the New Covenant. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.